Welcome back, everyone. You guys wanted us to take on a story that I think we all know, but maybe not as well as we think we do.
Yeah.
It's the Book of Jonah.
The Book of Jonah, yep.
But like I said, we're not just going to like rehash the Sunday school version here.
Right.
We're going deep, folks. We're going deep.
A secular critique.
A secular critique using, what's the name of the book again?
Examining Jonah, a secular critique of a biblical tale.
Yes. That's our guide for today. So get ready to look at the morality, the logic, even the science, or maybe lack thereof.
Lack thereof, yeah.
In this ancient story. All right. So to set the scene, we have God. He commands Jonah to go to Nineveh. Nineveh, this city notorious for its wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
And he's supposed to tell them to shape up or...
Repent.
Yeah, repent or face the consequences, basically.
Okay.
But what does Jonah do?
He runs away.
He runs away. He's like, see you later, God. I'm out. Gets on a ship, goes in the completely opposite direction.
Yeah, it's quite a bold move.
It's like trying to outrun the internet.
Right, exactly.
You can't hide.
God's everywhere.
I mean, I get it. Nobody likes a tough assignment, but come on. Did you really think he could escape? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it raises some interesting questions about, free will.
Yeah.
Versus divine omniscience. Like, does God know everything? Is he just letting this play out for some reason?
Right.
Is it just a literary device?
To show how stubborn Jonah is?
Yeah, to kind of highlight Jonah's his disobedience.
Yeah.
Or is it something deeper?
About the nature of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Okay, so picture this. Jonah's on the ship. He's sailing away from Nineveh. All of a sudden, bam. Huge storm.
Oh, yeah.
Like out of nowhere. The ship is being tossed around like a bathtub toy.
Right.
And the sailors, they're freaking out, right?
Terrified.
Totally terrified. They're like, this is it. We're doomed.
Hmm.
So they do what any logical person would do in that situation. They cast lots to see who's to blame.
To figure out who's bringing this bad luck.
Who's the jinx.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Surprise, surprise. It's Jonah.
It's Jonah. Every time.
So he fesses up. He's like, yeah, okay, I messed up. I made God mad.
Throw me overboard.
You gotta throw me overboard.
If you want to survive.
So, I mean, talk about a moral quandary, right?
Abby stuff.
Is it okay to sacrifice one person to save everyone else? I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I think, you know, from a secular ethics perspective, that's a really tough one.
Yeah.
Because secular ethics, you know, we tend to focus on the value of each individual life.
Right.
So sacrificing one, even to save many, is it's really problematic.
It's a big question.
Yeah.
It's a big question. So they chuck him over. And then, of course, he gets swallowed by this giant fish, right?
Yeah. This is the part everybody remembers.
This is the big one.
Swallowed whole.
And he's in there for 3 days. Alive.
Yeah.
Now, come on.
3 days.
3 days.
Yeah. It's a bit much.
I mean, really, how is that even possible?
Right. So scientifically speaking.
Yeah.
It's highly improbable.
To say the least.
Yeah, say the least.
But I guess that's where the metaphor comes in, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's not meant to be taken literally.
So what do you think the fish represents?
Well, some scholars suggest that it could represent, you know, Jonah's kind of descent into darkness.
Oh.
Like his own internal darkness, you know? He's running from God. He's isolated. It's like he's trapped inside himself.
In the belly of the beast.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, interesting.
And then, of course, being spit out,
yeah,
you know, could be seen as a kind of rebirth.
Oh, a new perspective. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's a common motif in ancient storytelling.
Yeah.
Blending the factual and the symbolic.
Right.
To get at a deeper truth.
To get to the meat of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 3 days and the fish, done. The fish spits him out on dry land.
Back to square one.
He finally goes to Nineveh, does what he's supposed to do, delivers the message of impending doom. But here's the thing.
The twist.
The Ninevites, they actually listen.
They repent.
They repent. The whole city.
The king, the people, even the animals.
Everyone.
Fasting, wearing sackcloth, praying.
They're like, okay, we get it. We're sorry.
Yeah.
And what does God do?
God relents.
He changes his mind.
He spares the city.
Forgives them.
Yeah.
So what's that about? I thought, like, divine justice was supposed to be, like, unchangeable, absolute.
Right, that's what we often think. But this story, it kind of complicates that idea.
It does.
Shows a God who's who's moved by compassion, who responds to, you know, genuine repentance. So it makes you wonder.
What's the real point of justice, you know?
Yeah, is it just about punishment?
Or is it about something more?
Or is it about restoration?
Yeah, yeah.
About redemption.
Okay, so Nineveh is saved. Everyone's happy. Well, almost everyone.
Not Jonah.
Not Jonah. Jonah's fuming.
He's furious.
He's mad that God showed mercy. He's like, I went through all that. The fish, the whole thing.
Right.
And you just forgive him. I mean, what's going on in his head?
I think it's pretty relatable, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in being right that we forget about the bigger picture.
We want to see people get what we think they deserve.
Yeah, even if it hurts them.
Even if it means their destruction. Wow, that's deep.
It is. It makes you think about the whole purpose of prophecy.
Right.
Is it just about delivering a message of judgment?
Yes.
Or is it about offering a path to hope and transformation?
A way out.
Hmm?
Okay, so God, he decides to teach Jonah a little lesson.
Right, a little object lesson.
Yeah. A plant grows up, gives Jonah some shade while he's sitting there sulking outside the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just as quickly, the plant withers and dies.
Leaving Jonah exposed.
Scorching sun, no shade.
Mm-hmm.
And God asks him, look, do you care more about this plant?
That lived for a day.
Than you do about all those people in Nineveh. I mean, come on, what a mic drop moment.
Yeah, it's a powerful message about extending compassion.
To everyone.
To all beings.
No matter what.
No matter what they've done.
Yeah. Phew. That was a lot.
It's a journey.
So I guess the story of Jonah, it's not just about a guy running away from God and getting swallowed by a fish.
It's about wrestling with really tough questions.
About justice, about mercy.
About what it means to be human.
But what it means to be divine, even.
Yeah.
So after all of that, what stuck with you? What will you be thinking about? Let us know. We'll be back soon with another, well, you know. But until then, keep those brains working.
Yeah, keep questioning, keep learning.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.